soaking in the water. So I said to myself, if I was to get some money, where would I go? And the first answer that came up was the bank. That's where the money at. So I said to myself, tomorrow I'm going to rob me a bank. So that's how it started. The next day I went and robbed a bank.
Casey took me to the Philly bank that had been the scene of his first robbery.
The coffee truck was right over here.
In front of the bank?
In front of the, right there.
Casey stopped at that coffee truck.
I had to.
He bought a coffee, which came in a bag.
Because I needed that bag to put the money in.
At the time, it had been a Citizens Bank. Since then, it had changed hands, and when we arrived, it was a branch of the Spanish bank, Banco Santander, a bank which coincidentally was an institution that Madoff had, in his way, also robbed. Banco Santander. Remember that name. We'll come back to it.
No gun, no nothing like that. I mean...
So what did you do? You didn't have a gun?
How no, did... I passed a note, and the lady gave me the money. I put it in a brown paper bag and walked out of the bank. I was one of the happiest... Man, I looked at that money. I said, damn, if I had known this, I'd have been doing this all my life.
As a bank robber, Casey reminded me of Woody Allen in Take the Money and Run. There's a scene where Woody, the bank robber, passes a note to a teller demanding money. He passes it back, pointing out a misspelling. Here's how another of Casey's robberies went down.
I gave her a note that said, give me the money. So she looked at the note and say,
sir, we don't take notes.
And hand the note back. But you know what I did? I ran the hell up out of there, man, and treated it like it was a bank robbery with no money.
Pretty soon, Casey's crimes caught up with him. He'd land in prison, federal prison, the same one as Madoff. I was curious. How did Bernie's new neighbors treat the distinguished gentleman who joined them from a Manhattan penthouse? My new artist pal provided some exegesis.
If I was to paint a picture of it, you might as well say it was French kissing his ass.
Behind bars, Bernie was an instant hero.
A superhero. A super criminal hero. You know what I mean? Because this is a man that done stole more money than anybody else. We're talking about anybody else. One old man done took everybody. He done beat the record on everybody. He done went to the top of the list in criminality. Because of the nature of his crime, the money that we're talking about here, that changes the whole picture. Everybody's in there for money. The majority of the cases is about money. You know what I mean? And here you got a man that done did it, done took it all. He's more important than Jesse James. You know what I mean? Bonnie and Clyde. He knows this.
Madoff found himself surrounded by new friends. With all kinds of questions.
So we're walking around the track. So I asked him, anybody would ask him, where the money at? Come on, man. We know you got it. I'm asking, wait, come on, Bernie. I know you got that money, man. Where that money, man?
Is that how you say it to him?
Yeah. So he says, oh, man, that's water. And he go like this. That's H2O.
What does he go like? He holds his hands out with
like
his fingers?
Like the water's going through his hands. You know what I mean?
Meaning what? He lost.
I don't know what it means, but this is what I'm thinking. Something to do with that water. That man got some more money, man. That man got some money, man.
So you thought he was giving you a clue?
Yeah. I'm thinking Cayman Islands.
That's the crazy part. Bernie's clients invested billions with him, but he didn't buy securities. He didn't stash it away. It did spill through his hands like water. Madoff confessed. He wasn't caught. Bernie's exit strategy was prison. KC had his own exit strategy. His was the portrait of Bernie. Madoff had signed it, and KC hoped he could cash in on the outside, maybe get millions. He was off by a little. He took $500 in cash from a local grocer. For me, KC brought something much more valuable out of prison. It was a roster of the 150 murderers, drug kingpins, and mafia dons in Madoff's unit. These people knew Bernie. Maybe they could get me close to Madoff. I felt like KC...